After Buzzers, we are talking The Arrangement, Episode 9, Sin. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, baby.
I think I want to marry you.
I thought this song was so fitting because Megan and Kyle are engaged.
Finally.
And that ring, though.
Oh, it was
so pretty. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in. My name is Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tessa_Saval. And ladies, where can they find you?
First of all four of us are back together.
Yes!
I'm so excited. I'm Jessica Carroll, and you can find me at JessCarrollTV on all social media platforms.
Hello, everyone. I am Tequila Jackson. Please come be social with me at Tequila_IAM.
And I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And don't forget to follow AfterBuzz on all social media at AfterBuzz TV. So you guys, this was such a big episode. Lies came out.
Oh,
I mean, truths were revealed. A proposal happened. More backs were turned. And I just so much happened.
I feel like we're going back to the beginning of the season where we were getting bombshell after bombshell after bombshell.
I loved this episode.
Yes.
I was like crying at some points, and I was like mad at others, and then I felt bad at like so many emotions were going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
It is.
Yeah. I think it was great because all the things we've been like leading up to, we finally got like basically 99% of the answers, like questions answered, besides that 1%, which is what the heck goes on at the Higher Institute of the Higher Minds or whatever. That still is a question. Other than that, I feel like all of our answers are pretty much like coming to a head at this point.
Right.
So that's
totally
exciting.
Great.
Well, let's dive right in. What did you guys think of Kyle's proposing to Megan?
I thought it was so cute. I'm like such a hopeless romantic that I just was, my heart was melting. And even what I actually wrote down exactly what he said. You inspire, humble, and leave me breathless. And then he's like, wait, I shouldn't be standing. Why am I not?
I know, that's what I was thinking too. Like,
really,
I feel like in movies and TV shows, they always stand for too long. I'm like, are you gonna get down on one knee? Like, you have to do the traditional part of like getting down on one knee. You can't just hand her the ring.
I swear.
The way he said it and laughed about it, I was like, was that on cue? Like, was that actually in the script, or did he really just realize I'm still standing while I'm proposing and I'm supposed to be on my knee? It made me feel like he laughed at himself too. Like, okay, but the studio and everyone just kept rolling with it, which made it authentic.
Maybe you're right, actually, because it was so cute.
It was.
I feel like because of the whole Bachelor, you know, people talk and talk and talk, and I think nowadays people are just actually forgetting to get down on their knee, and they're just like spilling their hearts out.
That is a really good point.
Thanks to the Bachelor.
I do just have one little negative, though.
Yes.
I think for me, he ruined it just a little bit where he said, you know, there is a date in the contract for this, but whatever's supposed to happen, I want it to happen now. It's like, no, don't bring up the date in the contract. Just do it, because I feel like they are becoming closer to one another and what they want for each other, and an actual real relationship minus the contract. Yes, that's always lingering over their heads in the background, but I think their relationship is becoming more authentic. So I was like, no, don't mention it. Just keep going. Yeah.
Just keep going.
Yes.
I feel like something that I've noticed, too, is I've even forgotten about the contract myself.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm
actually
seeing their real connection, and I feel like in the beginning we were forced so hard to think about it constantly.
Right.
But when we saw Terrence back off, I was able to forget that was even a contractual, like, relationship that they have going, which was exciting because you could see how they really do feel for each other. And we're finally seeing Kyle really just, like, dive into this relationship. Mm-hmm. And you see that he's almost more in it than anybody else.
Yeah,
and it's amazing. I trust him more than anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I honestly thought it was a little bit more genuine that he brought it up in the sense, like, the contract, in the sense that he was like, I know this, like, isn't part of the plan. Like, this is how, like, I'm just feeling.
Right.
Like, I'm willing to just, like, fast forward a little.
Yeah. You know, and I actually did think that after that whole marketing scheme about, you know, that he realized, like, oh, my gosh, so much of our lives is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, screw the contract. I want you to know I love you, and I'm going to get down on me right now, despite what the contract says, because this is how much I love you.
Totally. And that's exactly what I was thinking, too, is because when they were going on the date, I knew there was something fishy.
Yeah.
Like, something didn't break down. Like, he's still totally, I thought it was just, like, a secret dinner. So when he did propose, I was really happy that instead of, like, he wasn't going to fight her on when she was kind of like, well, why wouldn't you tell me about this? You know what I mean? I think that it was really great. It was, like, a sign of strength. Like, you know what? Now I'm going to, like, I'm going to definitely backtrack here and, like, say sorry and, like, the biggest gesture ever, and that's what he did. And I thought it was so great because he didn't care what anybody else thought. He's like, screw it, at the end of the day, if I have you, then I'll be happy. And that's kind of what we're seeing, is that at this point, he doesn't care about the fame, the fortune. He just cares about Megan.
Right.
And so I just... it's like hurtful. Like, we can get into that later, but like, I just feel like he's so in it, and I love that.
Yeah,
and that's why I do too. And I was glad he actually finally told Deanne that too when they were in the studio and he was shooting. She was like, "That's a lot of relationship to put on a lot of pressure." Excuse me, to put on a relationship. But he was like, "I have everything I need in my life." And he looked over at Megan, and I was just like, "There you go, stand up for your girl."
He is so perfect, you guys.
I know.
Like, he still hasn't, like, even when he, like, makes a mistake, with, like, even the publicity, like, system they had going, it was just like, he was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like, he's so naive in a different set.
Totally.
Like,
yeah,
in such a fake world, he, like, has forgotten how to be in a real, like, realistic world.
Because I think that, like, Terrence and Deanne had so much control over his past relationship, and he's now kind of stepping outside and being his own person.
Yeah.
Like, he's finding that strength within himself, and he's like, oh, like, and Megan's kind of, like, picking those pieces out, like you don't need to do that, dude. And he's kind of like, oh, wow, you're right. Like, I don't need to have a fake PR scam if I don't want to. You know what I mean? I feel like he just kind of was, like, going, like, oh, I have to do it. It's part of the game. But then she's kind of like, no, it's not. You don't have to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it made me question, like, how long has he had these fake or PR related relationships? Because even Amelia kind of came shady at Megan, like, oh, this was real. And Megan was like, he married me because he loves me. He wants to be with me. And then Amelia was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, she wasn't coming at her disrespectfully, but she was just confused. Like, oh, this is real this time. Okay, great. And we've seen a lot of that from different people throughout the episode or at the show this season. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder, how many times has this happened over his life?
Which I thought she was totally jealous, though.
Oh, yeah.
The way she was saying it, I was like, you're being rude. Just let her have, like, be, like, back off. This is like, he's got a boyfriend. What are you expecting, them to break up and then you guys start dating? Like, that's not okay.
Right. And that's what she actually did think. Like, she was like, oh, this little fake, you know, romance thing is actually going to become real life.
Yeah.
She could tell, like, she wanted that, and she was just trying to get into Megan's head, saying, you know, like, you know it's fake.
Yeah, and she's like, no.
I loved Megan's response, though. She was like, well, normally a ring means that he, like, loves me, and I'm going to get married. Yeah. Like,
that's forever.
I love her more and more and more.
But her style, oh my God, everything that girl wears.
So
hello,
cool.
Give me one.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Shout out to the stylist. Yeah.
So talking about Megan, though, we finally hear more about her past. The secret is all the way out.
We all called it when we talked about it. Jessica, I don't know. It was, I think one of us was missing. I can't remember. But we were all talking about if she was the murderer, like, if she was the murderer or not. Uh-huh. And we all were like, something else was, oh, no, I think we were all here for when we talked about that.
Well, what I said is that, yeah, I think that was part of the story, but it wasn't the whole story.
Yeah,
because there was more to it.
There was more emotion.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that she just, like, revealed, oh, yeah, you know, my stepbrother, you know, sexually abused me, whatever, so nonchalant. Like, it was like there was more to the story.
Yeah. And the way that she got so upset when she, like, kept seeing flashbacks of him. Like, she was traumatized by something. And now we finally understand what it is. And, like, my whole thing behind it is, like, I like, obviously, like, this is, like, in the storyline, like, you wouldn't know what was going on in Megan's head. But, like, I feel like with that situation, had she just gone to the police in the beginning and say it was self-defense, like, I feel like she's just kind of, like, thought it was, like, the way she kind of talked about it with Sean, too, seemed like it was nonchalant. She's like, oh yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And it was like, I feel like that's kind of something that I'm like trying to figure out if that's part of her character that's written into it, where she just, like, really doesn't care.
Yeah.
Or if it's just, like, the way, like, it was just kind of portrayed. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if, like, there's a side to Megan we are still gonna, like, continue to see, or if it was just, like, a misinterpretation of what I saw from them talking about it.
Right.
So to back up a step, do you guys all think she is telling the truth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I think the truth is finally out. And thank goodness she told Kyle.
Finally.
Oh my gosh. I was nervous that she was just going to continue to keep the secret. And I'm like, you can't at this point.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to get married to this guy and this comes out, like, that could even make it worse. So I was really excited that they had that conversation. Because that was like, I was like, seriously, Megan, tell him.
Well, and the thing is when she, her initial thing was, okay, I need to text Sean. So she texts Sean, and then But the episode before, was it the episode before? Sean basically said that she's involved in the Institute.
Yeah,
right. So I was actually really shocked that she opened up so much to Sean, because she just found out that basically both of her friends were kind of doing something behind her back.
Yeah.
Right.
And I understand that she had to tell someone, but do you guys think that Sean was the one that told Terrence, or do you think Kyle was the one that told Terrence?
Well, I think backing up a step really quick, I think Sean's the only one that knows.
I agree.
Which is why she went to Sean.
I agree.
Because I'm not sure if Hope knows, and obviously none of the other like main characters in the show know.
In a couple of episodes,
so I think she was felt trying to sign so the contract. Desperate exactly. to talk to someone about it, and I think that was the only person that she knew. Could talk mm-hmm. to, yes, because she right. was the only one that knew.
Right. And then she was, like, too scared to tell Kyle at this point because yeah. she didn't know. And then right. when she realized she had no other out, right. she had to tell him.
I felt so bad for her in that scene. Like, my heart, after she told Sean, and then she found out that Sean's now working for Terrence and is the lawyer. I was like, oh, my God, this girl literally has nowhere to go. Yeah. Like, yeah. I felt yeah. so bad for her. And that's why I'm so glad that she ran off to Kyle.
Yeah. Which, and I think, too, like, he has his own skeletons in his closet, as we yeah, kind of know. So, right. like, not that they can bond on something like this, but, like, it's almost like, at this point, they're both at free range for each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, I feel like they only have each other to go yeah. to.
And I don't know if it was because of the shock that he realized that she was saying, yes, I, like, murdered my stepbrother. Mm-hmm. But I was glad he didn't immediately run away. Mm-hmm. He was trying to figure yeah. out, how can I help? What yeah. does he want? What can we do about this? So I really love that they wrote Kyle's part in there like that, because I thought he would just initially run away and be like, okay, I'm done.
And that just shows that he truly does love her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
Like, his reaction was perfect, just like when she revealed the first part of the story, right. mm-hmm. and he was just like he was just silent, and then he did that little "I love you."
Yeah, yes. yeah.
Oh, ladies, did you see yes. when they were in his kitchen and they kind of got like a side view shot of us? Lexa Doing told us that he has one blue and one green yes. eye.
Yeah.
Did you see that in the show?
No, no, I did not
ladies,
notice that.
And everyone else listening, go back and look. When they're in the kitchen and she's telling him yeah. the truth and what is happening, is a side angle, and his right eye is blue and his left eye is green.
Oh
my gosh,
that.
I got so excited. Please do, because I was like, she's right.
I'm going to screenshot that.
Yes, please go. Make so sure great. You check that out.
That's amazing. Okay, going back to your question, though. Yeah. Who do we think told Terrence? Was it Sean or Kyle? That's what you asked.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
I think it was Kyle, because you I do? Think he knew that it was kind of like Terrence basically owes him something at this point, and that's what he feels. And so I think he's going to get the money from Terrence, because he's going to be like, you owe me this. It's not coming out of my pocket because you put me through such a terrible yeah. situation. So I think he's kind of blackmailed Terrence into getting the money, and then they'll kind of be like, okay again, because they both gave each other something that yeah. one another needed.
So I wrote this down in my notes. I'm trying to find it right now, because when when Terrence called the agent manager Leslie, uh-huh. he said it was your client has committed a criminal.
It was like a felony. He said
contract,
a felony,
a criminal. Yeah,
yeah. So doesn't that have to deal with money?
A felony?
I thought he wrote down. I thought he said.
No, I think you're right. That's basically what he said. I think I was under the assumption he was more referring to like she broke the contract because she lied and has like criminal charges essentially like on her record, even though they're not on her record.
He called her a fraud, but I think it was more so just because of her background. She lied yeah. about her background being clean and not.
Maybe I missed
big.
That. Then.
Yeah. But, yes, going
which
back
would
to
make
what saying,
sense
God.
When yeah. they did a did. Background check on her that it wouldn't come up.
Right.
But now that the guy's
criminal,
out of jail.
I thought he said criminal fraud, which is why I was like, maybe Kyle didn't tell the whole thing and is just wanting like to figure out the whole money thing.
Oh,
I see you're getting it
okay.
now.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah. I know.
I'm not sure of the terminology.
I thought it was
used.
Sean at first, but I really have no idea. Hopefully they'll tell
I did
us
too.
Next episode. I thought she
because
was
I don't think Kyle. I did not think about the blackmailing thing, Allie. But at first, I was like, Kyle. I think this is almost the opposite, but you're changing my mind on it because mm-hmm. I was like, I think Kyle now is like, oh my God, like now I have even more problems. Yeah. Like, do I want to continue to involve Terrence or not?
Yeah.
And I think my first instinct was like, no, I'm going to continue to leave Terrence out mm-hmm. of this, not like kind of crawl back to him and blackmail him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now that you say that, because that wasn't my initial thought, I definitely could see that at the same time.
Yeah.
Like now Kyle's like, wait a minute, not like crawling back to him, yeah. but like, I have something on you yeah. now.
Well, I totally really get where you're...
on you, but...
Yeah, like, I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense, too, because now I'm thinking back on it. But another reason that I think I backed up my whole Terrence blackmail thing is because when she gets kidnapped, I think that because Terrence would have helped Kyle, I don't think he'll think that he's the one that kidnapped her. You know what I mean?
I'm in agreement with you on that
one. Yeah, right. So I think yeah. that he's going to be like, where'd she go? And he's going to think that she ran away. Mm-hmm. And then he's not going to think it would be Terrence. Yeah. And so he's going to fall back into Terrence's spell of, like, needing his help.
Oh.
And because Terrence does say, this is going to get me and Kyle close again. So that's yeah. why I don't think it was Kyle. I'm thinking it was Sean only because yeah. she was trying to be, like, the peacemaker. She yeah. thinks she's the middle person so she can pull both sides. But she doesn't really know how vicious Terrence is.
Yeah. I think it was Sean, too. Yeah. Because she wants to look good in front of Terrence because right. she obviously
yeah
she just gave her this big fat check mm-hmm. this job, and also her immediate reaction to Megan was, we have to tell Terrence, and then she brought up, oh yeah, and by the way, I'm the lawyer,
right.
So I definitely think it was Sean. I don't think it was Kyle. And I think also, Kyle is
gotcha.
Is not turning back to Terrence,
and also being the middle person too, going back to what you're saying, is that I think she's trying to regain just a little bit of Megan's trust, because Megan was so surprised that she's actually, okay, you're just taking these classes is one thing, but you're yeah. actually being hired by the Institute yeah. and you're getting paid yeah. by Terrence. It's something totally different.
Yeah.
So she knew she hurt Megan's feelings as well, too.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of her trying to make it right to help her, and in the wrong, and in her instance of trying to make it right, she did it wrong, because mm-hmm. now yeah. she's escaped, or she's locked up, and we don't know what's going to happen
yeah,
to her.
Yeah, what? Gosh. That was weird.
It was.
That happened so quickly, and what do you guys think about Deanne confronting Megan in Kyle's house, saying everything's gonna be okay, and then instantly she's kidnapped.
I thought it was great. I thought Kyle went to her and looked for help, so I was like, okay, yeah, she's really gonna help him. But then you see the bag yeah. over her head, and I was like, oh no, yeah. something else is happening.
Well, I thought for a split second before we like saw her like screaming, I thought they were going to like fake kidnap her, and then Kyle and her would run away for a little oh, bit.
Okay. I did too.
Yeah,
my initial gasp was like, oh my God, and then I was like, wait a minute, this can't yeah, actually right. be that bad. Like, maybe this is part of the plan. But then, obviously, at the it's end, not. It's yeah. not.
It literally is the creepiest thing ever. They're, like, yes. circled around her, telling her she can't leave.
Yeah, and the guy, like, driving, she's banging, he just, like, turns up the music.
It was so creepy.
Yeah, it was.
I felt so bad for her. But actually, when Deanne first got there, I thought, oh, yeah, this is when it's girl power. Like, I
Me
thought
too.
Her, Megan, they were going right. to get out of this thing. Like, Deanne was going to reveal that she had all these secrets, she's done this before, like, they were going to turn on Terrence, and it was going to be like, that's what I was thinking. Don't.
Yeah.
Now right. we know it's not sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Now we know that Deanne's totally loyal to
Terrence.
Which is, it's not what I was getting from the yeah. beginning of the season. I totally said that she was going to turn on him, and yeah. that's not the case. It seems like she needs him, too.
Yeah.
And she, like, really does love him, mm-hmm. and she'll do whatever she can for him.
I'm in agreement with that, too. And I think, like, I think we've talked about it previously, the center of their relationship or their marriage involves Kyle. So even though they may not be happy within their marriage or together, whatever they have to do to keep Kyle either on their side or within the Institute in their marriage to keep it successful, that's what they're going to do at the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But just think, I mean, living 6 years knowing that you killed someone, you're keeping this silent, and you know that one person out there who is mm-hmm. now in prison clearly knew what her face looked like, heard her scream, you know. I mean, just know, just like thinking like, okay, in 6 years this guy is clearly gonna come after me.
You would be thinking that, right? Or you would be counting down, waiting the 6 years to kind of like,
or like maybe plan it out, like right. okay, when he does come after me, like I'm gonna do this or have right. this story. Like, I don't know. I just, I mean,
which I think validates the part of the story that we've heard about her past, that she went dark for a while after yeah. college.
Yes,
and I think definitely. That now explains that part of the story, or that piece yeah. of information we were given.
But do you guys think that by any chance this is all intertwined, like all of this, like the Institute maybe like set up that guy to be there mm. to
her stepbrother?
No, the guy.
We didn't get a name, but the one.
Oh, like it's all fake, kind
of? Like it's all set up. Like, obviously the stepbrother, but I mean, like, because the guy, who is that guy? He just, like, walked in on in the room? Or?
And Deanne vetted for Megan to be Kyle's next girlfriend or be in the show for him. That is true.
And then he went to jail for, like, 6 years. Right. Like, it could have been, like, just all set up.
Yeah. And she still didn't tell Kyle that he was the one that actually broke in the house. Like, she didn't tell any of that, too, so that. Good angle.
That's a good prediction because that would make sense if it was like, because remember we have all been talking about how it's been weird that they've been able to pull things from Megan's past, like the art, and put it in. It's all been in this like super like organized weird thing.
Right. Yeah.
And like Terrence didn't like Megan, but Deanne liked Megan. So you're right. There could be something behind all of this.
I mean, I don't know why they would freaking go to all that effort, but I was just thinking, like, okay, even the fact that, you know, the guy knew where she was out for dinner and where her house was, and it's just, like, it's all, I don't know.
Yeah.
To plan. Like, we don't see him doing any research behind the scenes. We don't see like, posters how did he even know her name? Them out together or anything. Very true. And even so, when she tried to say no in her name, like, I'm sorry, you have the wrong person, which could have been possible. He was like, no, you know who I am. But if that is a person that she knew, did she know who the guy was that was framed?
I don't know.
I would assume she would look into that or something.
When it all came out that her stepbrother was dead and they found the murder, right? Like, she would know.
That's my saying. So when you see him, or you're not going to try to play, like, oh, no, I'm sorry, you have the wrong person. I would assume get automatically intense and scared, like, oh, he's for real.
I think she just was so thrown off.
Yeah.
Like, but she didn't expect that to come up this soon.
But when she first looked at him, I got the impression that she was also like, oh, no, you have the wrong person. Like, she didn't really know who he was.
That was my concern. So that's why I'm going back to the theory. Like, if you knew someone got convicted of your brother's murder and it's not you, you would kind of be intrigued to see who this person was, would think.
Research.
So that's why I'm saying, going back to your whole theory, like, maybe it is set up because she had no clue who he was.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. And I think something that's weirding me out is that she was able to just, like, put this behind her so easily. You know what I mean? Like, it was, like, I feel like, and that's kind of, I feel like, okay, this was a murder, right?
Yeah.
She murdered her stepbrother. And what's so weird is it's like, I feel like I'm more scared of the current drama than the fact that she murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Which is weird, and I don't know if that's the way it was written for us to not focus so much on that, but to focus on the current, like, the current magnitude of what's going on now. Because I'm like, oh, well, her and Kyle can still be together. But I'm like, but can they?
Yeah.
But that works good, too, though, because we don't really know how. We know Sean said it was in self-defense. Okay, but what actually led up? Like, how did he die? Did you stab him? Did you push him over a bridge? Like, what happened actually in the midst of his range and you going to confront him?
Yeah, it sounded like the way, at least she phrased it to Kyle, and correct me if I'm wrong, that she, like, went to kind of, like, essentially...
Confront him.
Confront. Thank you. That was what I said.
Sorry.
And the tables kind of turned, and he did start attacking her, and she hit him, right? With, like, a lamp or something?
Yeah, I mean,
just killed him.
Yeah.
Like, did not mean to do it. Like, it was an accident, and she just, like... totally, like, freaked out, didn't know what to do, and just ran.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just is blowing my mind right now, because I think I was more shocked that, like, she was, she murdered someone, and that, like, she was able to just, like, run away from, I don't know.
And honestly, so, it was so cute when they were going out for dinner, and they found out about Amelia.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Megan's first response was, oh my gosh, like, we have to just make sure she's okay and that it's not fake. Of course, Megan being the sweetheart. Meanwhile, Amelia basically just said, like, oh, your proposal's fake.
Yeah.
You know, you better watch out. Like, right. I liked, like, Kyle, basically. But she put all that behind her. She's like, let's make sure that, you know, she's okay. Just make one phone call. It'll ease my mind. Meanwhile, she's, you know, thinking about everyone else. And this creepy guy, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I felt so bad for her.
Well, totally. I mean, everything was going so great, and I was so excited.
Yeah,
I know. They're getting married, finally. Everything seems to be out on the table. Like, we're going forward. Everything's going great. And then just, like, all came crashing down. I mean, like Lexa said, we were going to all be shocked and, like, not even know what was happening. And we thought that, like, mid-season that was the big twist with Deanne and Terrence. Little did we know what was to come.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
So well, crazy.
And I guess I disagree with you guys, I think, a little bit that all of this was planned.
Okay.
Because if it was, like, what is the outcome of this?
That's the question. Yeah. Like, why?
So, I mean, at the end of the day, she's a murderer and, you know, doesn't really have a family and doesn't come from money. And, like, what benefit does she bring, honestly, to anyone?
Yeah. Storylines for Kyle, maybe. Because we, again,
but that's a really dark, like past, it is. Essentially, yeah, to just, I mean, that's a lot to deal with. Why pick someone with that many almost problems, right? Yeah.
I get where you're coming from, because that's what my question is, too. Like, how many times has this happened to him, these arranged contracts?
Yeah.
Because no one, Hollywood-wise, in their world really believes this is the truth, this is happening. Like, he really doesn't have real relationships.
Right.
This is mm-hmm. all a part of some mm-hmm. ploy or plan. So I get what you're saying, totally. What is the bigger end goal of all of this?
Yeah.
Something to do with Charrington Institute.
Yeah, that it literally all comes first full circle to that. Is to, like, what is the Institute actually doing to people?
Yeah.
Like, what do they do when they send people away? What is their goal? Like, what's their MO? Like, what's going on?
Do you guys think that Kyle knows Megan's there, or do you guys think Kyle thinks that she ran away?
I think it's going to be where he thinks she ran away.
Because she did start writing that note.
Right.
So he'll probably find it and think, like, oh...
And yeah, they're not going to tell him.
Yeah, no, and then I feel like it'll be like, maybe that's where the season finale will end, where he's like searching for her kind of thing, and then maybe that's where we'll come back. Brenda in the chat says that she doesn't think it's a setup at all. Also, Megan lives in denial and fear of her past coming out, so she might have not known who he was. So, like, because she's, like, just denying it. That's a great point. Thanks, right. Brenda. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Because you just numb stuff out sometimes.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe it's everything. She just repressed it. Went in the dark for a while. And I think when they kidnapped her and they went, I don't know what to call this place, the second actual recuperation of the Institute or whatever
they
this
call
place
it the
is.
Facility,
it's
correct?
It's reprogramming
in
your mind.
Episodes? I think so. I think it's a brainwashing, like, mind-washing
exactly.
Place.
So I think they're going to bring
Which
up all of those memories.
Me if she's there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because what if they wipe her mind? Like, what if literally she doesn't even remember who Kyle is? Because
they said they were going to reprogram her mind. What do you mean by that?
Like, yeah, what? Like, no. I wonder if I wonder if this is going to turn into, like, an action show where, like, it's literally, like, Kyle, like, it's the movie. And Kyle is, like, going in there, busting doors down, getting his woman, and getting out of there.
That could be really the kill plan is actually trying to get that off and doing
it. They said the plan was foolproof. Yeah. It's not. That was the contract. The contract was supposed to be foolproof. It's not.
It could be.
Maybe that's all a secret innuendo, and it's all the kill plan. And this is all just a big publicity stunt. It's all a dream.
Okay, so you guys, I have another question about Deanne.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in theory, right?
Right.
She needs Megan and Kyle together, right, for this new script.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, do you think Deanne knows where Megan is?
Yeah.
No, she's kidnapped. Do you think she, like, trusted Terrence to do something with her? And do you think she knows exactly where she is?
Yeah,
and
I think so.
Do you think she knows what goes on at the facility?
Definitely.
Yeah. I think she knows, but she just pretends like she doesn't. And that's why she's like, Terrence, you're taking care of it, right? Like,
exactly.
Don't tell me what's going on. I know you're doing shady stuff, but I'm just going to be the one to hear, to listen and nod my head and kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think for her, Megan can be irreplaceable. You know what I mean? Like, she just needs Kyle to produce that movie. She doesn't need anybody else. She can get another actress, just like they did for the Kill Plan.
But I guess I just feel like that contradicts everything else we've been saying about Deanne, like that she really liked Megan and she handpicked Megan. So why now would she send to get her brainwashed?
I don't know. That's why I'm like, I feel like I'm just literally, everything's just like spinning in circles. Yeah, because we have said, but I also have like let go of, I used to think that she was this like strong power woman that was going to like crush the Institute, crush down all this, all the men.
Yeah.
That is true.
And, but now I don't think that anymore because I think that she's on Terrence's side essentially. And she's like, we are the power people. Like, you will listen to us. And just like she manipulated Kyle with getting the rights, like, she didn't want, she wanted to, like, produce Annika's movie, and she didn't, and so she manipulated the situation, like, told a couple lies in order to get her way. So she can do the same thing Terrence can, but just in different worlds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the end goal is to protect Kyle and his reputation, which falls back on the Institute at mm-hmm. any given cost.
Yeah.
So I think she knows where Megan is and what will happen to her. I'm most definitely in agreement with that. And I wonder, too, was this the place where Sophie was supposed to have been? Hiding yeah. before the yes. guy killed her?
Like, yeah, I that's wonder, what I think.
So we'll see more into that. Sure, or someone in there is going to know Sophie and want to know what actually happened to her and how
because
she died. Or
didn't the guy say that he was, like, taking her mm-hmm. and then shot her? So yes. he would have been, like, that guy driving that turned up the music, right? Yeah.
Only he loved her. Yeah. So, and she didn't love him back.
Oh, my yes. God.
Yeah, because remember, they kept saying, how's her progress?
Uh-huh.
How is she doing? Like, what's
she's
the next?
She's on schedule. She's on schedule, yeah. but she was dead.
She was not on schedule.
Yeah,
not exactly. at all.
So sad.
There's so many weird, like, things. Because it's even, like, what was Terrence doing in that water thing? Like, where he was doing, like, you know what I mean? Like,
they're weird. Drugs.
Like, yeah, like, what is, like, going on in their minds to yeah. think this is normal?
Well, and that, I was going to say, in the trailer for the next episode, you see the things, like, hooked up to her.
Yeah.
Right. Her, have you guys ever seen, it's called Black, or no, anyways, I'm not even going to, but anyways, it reminds me of something at a TV show that I saw that, like, they put these things and they literally just brainwash you.
What?
I mean, it's really? A TV show. Oh, yeah. Right? Another TV show, you know, it's not real life. But I'm nervous that that's what they're going to do with Megan.
Just like Kyle did when he went to whoever that guy was yes. for help. I think I'm in total agreement with you. I think that's what's going to happen to
him. Oh my gosh, guys. This is one of those random, crazy, like, theories that I'm going to have. What if this is all a huge publicity stunt in order to get Elizabeth and Kyle back together?
Oh, God. Oh,
I think wow. That's a little too far.
Gone.
But while we're on this track, let's do predictions.
Yes, let's
okay.
do
so
it.
So, Allie, want to kick it off?
Oh, man. Okay.
And now... Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. So I'm going to say that Kyle is totally going to chase after and find Megan no matter what, whether he thinks that she got kidnapped or whether he thinks she ran away. So I think that's going to lead to a discovery of what the Institute is actually doing behind closed doors because mm-hmm. he only knows the surface level. He doesn't yeah. know actually what's mm-hmm. going on behind it. I mean, he obviously has a little view of it now because of what he had to do. So I think that's going to be something because he's going to like, and maybe you're right. Maybe he doesn't know that, or maybe he didn't tell Terrence. And so he was in there, you know, trying to figure out the money. And while he's figuring out the money thing with his investment people, then all of a sudden he finds out that Megan's gone. All this stuff's going down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe Sean did tell him. But anyways, I think that in the end, he's going to go chase after Megan. He's going to try to figure out. It's going to be, like, literally, like, a plan to figure out how to get her out and where she is and what's yeah. going on. And that'll lead to other revelations. I just repeated the same thing twice.
No, I'm in the same agreement with Allie to the extent where I think he's going to go look for Megan. I don't think he thinks she really just ran away and left it. And if right. so, his heart's too involved to just let her be and do it on her own.
Yeah.
However, I think he's going to go look for help from that detective lady he was made to sleep with.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's
a good one.
And then
she's going to know about, somehow when they're starting to do their research and Sean's going to be involved, they're going to know about this second holding area really? Where they reprogram you. But I think they're going to find Megan, but I think it's going to be a little too late. They're going to have reprogrammed some of her mind or thoughts or something at that time by the time he finally gets to her. So it's going to be a rebuilding of them. I think that is going to help him kind of like want to didn't take down the Institute.
Yeah.
Or Terrence more so. Yeah. Say, because then he's going to find out that they're the ones that kidnapped her. They're the ones behind all of this yeah. too. So kind of in agreement with you, just a different angle.
No,
at
that's
the end, but
a
that's
really great
think.
Angle. That's fun. That's interesting. Awesome. I love how we all have different yeah. theories because it makes me watch the show differently and think
true.
Different
yeah.
ways. It's right. really awesome.
So I don't think Kyle knows anything. I think he's going to, you know, go out and search for and then just completely detach himself from the Institute and Terrence, Deanne, because clearly she's attached. But I never even thought about the detective coming back in the picture. And I like that.
I think we all tried to block her out because we were so scared.
Yeah.
So
what's interesting about that too is per se that's all happens and Megan loses her memories of Kyle. Like they don't have any pictures together or any videos together or
not.
Maybe did they do anything?
Didn't they do
at
like
Texas
a publicity
wedding, a friend in New York? The wedding they went
maybe,
to.
Maybe I mean I guess what I'm only... saying is there's. very, very few because everything is so heavily monitored.
Yeah.
So essentially, it's kind of like she almost didn't exist.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
disappear again besides the people that know her.
Huh. That's weirdly.
And I wonder whose side Sean really is on. Megan or the Institute, and she just doesn't realize how powerful Terrence is.
Yeah, that's true. Because, like, it is kind of like she thinks that he's this innocent man trying to do good. And she's like, you guys just don't understand the good that's happening.
Yeah.
I think Sean is naive. I think that is my prediction. I think Sean told Terrence, not realizing how dangerous and powerful he truly is.
Yeah.
And Sean's going to regret it. I think something horrible is going to happen to Megan. And I think it's probably they're going to, like, wipe her mind in some sort.
And you know what else I think is, I think she's going to fight, like, just like she would try to run out of that place.
Yeah.
She's going to fight it. She's going to fight it. And they might even do, like, you know, higher doses or extreme because she's fighting it so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like it's going to happen. It makes me so sad. And I do think Kyle, sorry, go ahead. My last one is, I do think Kyle's going to try to find her.
Yeah.
And I think he's just going to get so pissed along the way.
Yeah, totally.
But I do still see them staying together, despite, like, essentially she did break the contract. So essentially, like, she and Kyle, in a way, like, aren't really together anymore. But I think they're going to remain together despite the fact that the contract is broken.
They both breached it.
Yeah.
Right. It was Kyle's point or to purposely
but
do
Megan
it.
Megan doesn't know that he has breached.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's very true. Ooh. I was just going to say that Cheyenne in the chat has a prediction. Ooh. And her prediction is that Kyle might be behind the kidnapping. The irony of the situation is Kyle fell in love with Megan because of her free spirit. And the Institute is trying to change that about her.
Ooh,
interesting, Cheyenne. Man, there's so many things that could happen.
So many real
So when she leaves, because they're going to take away that free spirit, Kyle's not going to be interested in her anymore.
Yeah.
Hopefully not, but...
Yeah. Man, I just can't imagine that, like... I feel like at the end of the day, they have to stay together regardless of whatever, because, like, I feel like in my mind, that's, like, the main tie for this show, so I don't feel like they can break that up, because, like, we would all be, like, heartbroken, because we're finally falling in love with this couple, and we have, like, we've seen this, like, journey, so if they were to, like, take them apart, like, that's, I feel like it's just going to be a journey.
Yeah,
like, that's going to be the journey, is them coming back together and being able to, like, that might be the struggle.
Or to keep it hidden, because then they're going to find another woman. Maybe Amelia moves in as the next contract girlfriend or something. Or they'll find another woman while Megan is in rehab or something. And they'll try to keep her hidden for as long as they can.
There's so many
until someone finds out who Megan really is. Yeah. You know, and it rebuild again. So there are so many different turns that
there
this
really
show
is.
Could take.
Like, we could literally, like, all of our things, like, we've all, like, shouted out so many different thoughts and feelings. And I don't even know if one of them could happen. Because at this point, anything can.
Yeah.
You know?
Can we go write, too? Can we be part of the show?
I know, right?
Can we help the writers plan it out?
And next is the season finale.
I can't believe it.
This flew by, you guys.
Yes, it did.
It's going to be such a good episode, so don't forget to tune in next week.
Yay!
Thanks, guys, for tuning in this week. I was your host, Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval. And these are my lovely co-hosts. Ladies, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at JessCarrollTV.
And you can find me at Sequela_IAM.
You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nastin, on Instagram at Allie Girl.
And don't forget to follow AfterBuzz on all social media platforms at AfterBuzzTV. And leave more predictions, because we are absolutely loving this.
Tweet
we
us.
Hear them. Yeah.
Tweet us and comment. See you guys next week.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.